On Sunday, May 29th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl presents Vision 21, The Creative Option, a celebration of free jazz. WBAI is the media sponsor of Vision 21. Join us as participants discuss Henry Grimes, this year's Lifetime Achievement recipient. And as always, we'll talk to organizer Patricia Nicholson Parker. That's Sunday, May 29th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar My Bowl is the name of this program. And we have several guests for this evening, as this is a Vision 21 broadcast. And we have Mark Rebo, guitarist, Andrew Cyril, drummer, composer, vocalist Lisa Sokoloff, and pianist Jerry Allen, who will be making her first time Vision Festival appearance, and Patricia Nicholson Parker, organizer of the Vision Festival and Arts for Art. They'll all be talking about the honoree this year, bassist and violinist Henry Grimes. Stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. Oh, and we have a new phone number to pledge. It is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. We have two premiums that we're offering this evening. One is we're offering 3 day passes to the Vision Festival, and we're also offering a premium that we offered the last time we were on the air, Quincy Troupe's Miles and Me, and they're both can be yours for a pledge of $35, and we will thank you with either of those premiums.
Hi, my name's Joyce Jones, and I'm on the line with...
Patricia Nicholson Parker.
Patricia Nicholson Parker, thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl. Patricia Nicholson Parker is... Okay, what hat are you wearing this year? Hats are you wearing
this
year?
I'm the artistic director. Founder and artistic director of Art for Art and the Vision Festival.
Okay. By the way, is it Vision 21 or is it Vision Festival 21?
Your choice. You, okay. we don't like to control everything. You know, you can just say Vision 21. 21.
Okay.
It's cool. It's, you know, it's tight that way. You know?
Uh-huh.
Or the 21 years of, you know, or the beginning of a third decade.
That'll work. In addition to it being 21 years of vision wonderfulness and the fact that this year you're honoring bassist violinist Henry Grimes, what else is happening in the vision world that you want to share with the WBAI listening audience this year?
Wow. Well, the first thing I want to say, I guess, is it's the music, it's the dance, it's the poetry, it's the visual art, it's the idealism. That maybe should go first. In a world where we really rejoice in mediocrity and low standards, the Vision Festival is about high standards, always trying to reach beyond yourself, to really be as exceptionally, uniquely yourself. Really, that is what free jazz is. If you want to be a musician or a dancer in this field, you really have to dig deep within yourself, not to come up with the newest thing, but to come up with the deepest you. Then you have something to share. It's not the instrument. It's not whether you're computer-based or playing on a violin. It's not the machine. It's not the technology that is important. It's how much have you, as a human being, artist, have you done to be transformed and to share that transformative experience with others. That's even what the festival title is about.
Which is what this year? We haven't mentioned it yet.
It's always the same. It's the word vision. And the creative option is really, it's an emphasis, actually. It just emphasizes that. It's not that saying others aren't creative, but that's what we stand for. You can be a creative cook. You can be creative in the way that you tie your shoes.
Mm.
But it's that pushing of yourself to be really, it's not the quick answer, it's the deep answer. And that idealism, that pursuit of being really not going for the quick, is reflected also in the fact that we really do care about the world we live in. We are our brother's keeper. No one is free unless all are free. And there is no justice when one person or one group of people are being enslaved. We all are suffering. And as human beings, we're all at risk. We shouldn't be settling for anything. We should be going after what we truly believe in. You will undoubtedly have to compromise. But make it so you have to compromise. You're forced to, because you've been really standing up for what you believe. And the artists that I present, that I'm lucky enough to know and work with and shine a light on, they also embrace this more and more, this kind of pushing of edges. And I say more and more because it's really a life journey for each one of us. We're all on a life journey. As we go on, we sort of learn to know ourselves and hopefully grow in wisdom and as we go. That's our journey.
It's Vision 21, the creative option. And you came to this how?
Well, actually, I used it once before. First time I used it was when George Wein was all over the place. It was his last big hurrah. And then the creative option was clear. They bought their way in through the city and everywhere and were underpaying all the more experimental artists. And I don't know, no one was being overpaid, because you can't overpay, but you can certainly underpay.
That's for sure.
And this year, it's not like that. It's just a response to everything in the world.
There's quite a lineup this year. Of course,
yeah,
we can't get into
really
everything.
Excited.
Yeah.
No.
But
I'll do what I can to do justice to a few people and unfortunately end up overlooking other wonderful artists. But okay, let's go for it.
First off, I want to tell people to go to artsforart.org to get the schedule for Vision Festival. As a matter of fact, it's artsforart.org/vision-21. But if you go to artsforart.org and go to events, you'll find Vision, and you can find out the list of everyone who's going to be there.
Thank you.
decide that this year you were going to honor Henry Grimes?
I think it was just, I heard it was his 80th birthday. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, what are we waiting for? I mean, certainly this is an artist who has proven in so many ways his creativity, his absolute life commitment to being true to the gift that came to him when he was young. Well, I found this quote of him that I kind of love. He said somewhere, when I was a kid and I played a piano, he didn't know how to play it, but he was playing on a piano for the first time and he thought he had invented music.
Oh, wow.
As a child. I mean, it was like, it's a remarkable, even as a child, that's a remarkable response. It's like it's a real identity with music from a very young age. It's like how profoundly it just, what he did, it's just who he is, and he lives creativity. He lives, plays creativity.
Hello. My name is Jerry Allen, and I'm very, very excited to be able to join in on the celebration with Henry Grimes, and look forward to seeing people come out to celebrate Mr. Grimes June the 7th. It's a thrill and an honor to be a part of it. Mr. Grimes came to Michigan when I was teaching at the University of Pittsburgh, and that's the first time I met him. And then I've been really fortunate over the last few years to have a chance to play with him off and on in different settings. He would come sometimes and surprise us in performances and sit in. We played together at the Stone. We played together in Boston in a major concert hall there. So, I mean, a few different settings, and every time it's always such an amazing experience. The choices that he makes and the way the music opens and takes you to places that are very special and unusual.
What are your thoughts about the Vision Festival and its continuance?
Well, it's a wonderful outlet, and it creates a certain kind of equity. You have the opportunity for musicians to have a chance to express themselves that is special.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Hi, my name's Joyce Jones, and I'm on the line with...
Mark Rebo.
Mark Rebo, thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl.
Glad to be here.
And the reason why we're talking is in honor of Henry Grimes. You're going to be with him at Vision 21 this year.
That's right.
Tell me about your working with Henry Grimes. How'd that wind up happening?
Well, Henry, before I knew Henry, and during a period of time when I assumed that he was, well, I, like many people, assumed that he was no longer reachable or no longer working for one reason or another. Before any of that, he had been hands down my favorite bass player. It was actually, strangely enough, a punk rock guitarist, Robert Quine, who had pointed out to me how amazing Henry's playing was. I mean, of course, Robert was also a big Albert Eiler fan. And he pointed out to me how amazing Henry's playing was. He'd given me a copy of, well, on vinyl it's called Swing Low Sweet Spiritual, which is the one record in which Albert Eiler did like recognizable spirituals and kind of standards. And Henry's playing was somewhere between, you know, the normal bass function and a soloistic function, and it was just so beautiful. And I used to play that for bass players I worked with before I knew Henry as an example of what's possible. So when I got a email from Margaret Grimes, well, the then Margaret Davis, Henry's wife-to-be and manager, saying that Henry was back and available for gigs, well, I just flipped. I said, wow, that's great. And, you know, I was like a little intimidated, but I said, why not? You only live once. So I called Henry and Margaret. We started putting together a project. I felt like I wanted to start off with some kind of, I thought the music of Albert Eiler would be a good starting point, a good common language, you know, place to start. And that's what we did. We had the band Spiritual Unity.
Thank you.
Campbell Jr. on trumpet, and Chad Taylor on drums, who we're still working with, and Henry. And we did that. We did other crazy projects, you know, just improvising. Also, for some reason, we wound up doing A Night of the Music of Jack Reinhardt together, which was probably one of the more original interpretations of Django's music.
Wow.
But Henry, yeah, Henry really digs Django.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
So it's been a real treat to work with Henry, and I'm very glad to take part in this event.
So do you know what you'll be doing on the 7th with Henry?
We will probably discuss it at some point.
Oh, okay.
And again, we may not. We'll be making music.
Excellent. What is your relationship in general with Vision? I mean, I know you go back.
Yeah, well, I've known Patricia and William for years. And, you know, I've played the Vision Festival a few times, but I support it. To me, it's a great festival. It represents, like, the living continuity of, to me, what is the most vital and the most New York. Well, you know, jazz is a big tent.
Right.
To me, this is the pulse. I mean, there's a lot of music being, there's a lot of different kinds of jazz being played in New York, but this is something that kind of grew up here. This was an essential part. It came out of the free jazz movement. It is the free jazz movement, really.
Indeed.
But it's incorporated a lot of information and knowledge. I mean, that word free jazz is often misunderstood because every one of the great free jazz musicians was in fact a composer. And people misunderstand it, the name, as meaning free improvisation, which can be part of the process. But, you know, Ornette, Eiler, everybody was really involved in that, invented either new types of process, different improvising parameters, or different compositional ideas. So there's been a lot of growth since those musicians did that work in the 60s. So it's a living, growing tradition.
Oh, Mark Rebo, thank you so much for contributing to this celebration.
My pleasure.
And,
my great pleasure.
And we look forward to seeing you on June 7th with Henry Grimes.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program of which you've been listening, and we're celebrating Vision 21 with our various guests. We heard from Patricia Nicholson Parker, which we'll still hear more from her, Jerry Allen, and Mark Rebo. Lisa Sokoloff is coming up next, along with drummer Andrew Cyril. This is your time to call 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. So you can pledge your support to WBAI. Basic membership is $25, although for a pledge of $35, we have a few gifts to thank you for your generous support. There are three. Not sure whether, just ask the people when you call, 516-620-3602, whether the day passes are available for any of the days of the Vision Festival, which is taking place from June 7th through June 12th. And we're also offering Miles and Me, the book by Quincy Troupe. We had offered it during the last drive, and we have a few more copies available. Both are for a pledge of $35. We will thank you with either of those gifts. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. We need to hear from you, or you could go to give the number 2WBAI.org. That's give the number 2WBAI.org. What you're listening to right now is for Django, and that is from The Call, Henry Grimes' release as a leader, which is a 2015 ESP disc reissue. The Call was originally recorded in 1965. And we have Tom Price on drums and Perry Robinson on clarinet, and of course Henry Grimes on bass. Before that, we heard For Django. And For Django is from... And before that, we heard Spirits from Mark Rebo, Spiritual Unity. That's a 2005 PI Records recordings release. Before that, we heard I'm Confessing That I Love You from the Mark Rebo Trio, which is Henry, which includes Mark Rebo, Henry Grimes, and Chad Taylor on drums. That's live at Village Vanguard, and that's a 2015 release. Before that, we heard I've Told Every Little Star from Sonny Rollins. This is actually from a 2015 reissue titled Sonny Rollins. It was originally recorded sometime in the 50s, not quite certain. Before that, we heard The Call, which is also from, which was the title track from The Call, the same release that gave us For Django that we're listening to in the background. Before that, we heard our theme from Nina Simone, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, from the very best from I Want a Little from Sugar in My Bowl, the very best of Nina Simone, 1967-1972. The song was originally recorded in 1967. This is a 1998 RCA BMG release. Stay tuned for On the Bandstand with our associate producer, Hank Williams. We need to hear from you by calling 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Or you can go to give the number 2WBAI.org. That's give the number 2WBAI.org. Sugar in My Bowl continues.
Good evening, jazz fans. This is Hank Williams, and welcome to On the Bandstand for May 29th. This segment features aerial listings of Suge and My Bowl guests so you can see them live. This week's show is a Vision Festival preview, and we're talking to drummer Andrew Surreal, guitarist Mark Rebo, vocalist Lisa Sokoloff, pianist Jerry Allen, and festival organizer Patricia Nicholson Parker. Right now, I usually go into the week's shows, and we'll do that, but WBAI needs your support to stay on the air and keep us on the air. There's a new pledge number, 516-620-3602. You can pledge as little as $5 to the station, or consider becoming a sustaining member with a monthly pledge. And we have two special premiums for you. There are signed copies of Quincy Troop's book, Miles and Me, or a one-day pass to this year's Vision Festival. Either is available for a $35 pledge. Both include a year's station membership, and the Vision Pass gets you discounted admission. Again, the number is 516-620-3602 for you to call in while we're on the air, or you can get details online, and we have the page linked at our website and blog. And there's lots more music for you this week. The big event is the Vision Festival. It starts on the 5th with films celebrating the Sun Ra Orchestra and Anthology Film Archives, and moves to Judson Memorial Church from the 7th through 12th with nightly performances highlighting the career of bassist Henry Grimes. There are too many people and former guests to name, but the schedule is at Vision Site at artsforart.org. That's arts with an S for art.org, and you can also find it linked at our blog where we have a written preview of it. Aza, the exhibit of drummer Will Calhoun's visual art collaboration, is on display at the Casita Maria Center for Arts and Education in the South Bronx running through July, and we have a review of that on our blog as well. Calhoun himself is at Blue Note on the 30th with pianist McCoy Tyner. He's also at the Blue Note with Living Color in a special free show on the 31st, and acoustic Living Color shows at City Winery on the 1st and 2nd. Saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin leads the Soul Squad at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Dizzy's Club on the 31st. Poet and playwright Sonia Sanchez's plays Sister Sanji and The Bronx is Next have a short run at Restoration Plaza's Skylight Gallery in Brooklyn from the 2nd through 4th. Trombonist and seashellist Steve Turay is at Borough of Manhattan Community College's Tribeca Performing Arts Center on the 4th for the Lost Jazz Shrine series, and at Smoke with the Bones of Art Ensemble from the 8th through the 9th. Drummer Roy Haynes is at Central Park's Rumsey Playfield for a free summer stage performance with pianist McCoy Tyner on the 4th. Low brass specialist on tuba Joe Daly is at Les Poisson Rouge with Hazmat Modine on the 4th and Terra Blues on the 11th. Looking ahead a little, saxophonist David Murray is at the Harlem Afternoon Jazz Series at Rendell Memorial Presbyterian Church on the 7th. Vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater is at the Jazz Standard from the 7th through the 12th. Blues vocalist Alexis P. Suter is at B.B. King's on the 8th. Vocalist Catherine Russell is at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Appel Room from the 8th through the 9th. Saxophonist Renee McLean is at Smoke, joined by fellow saxophonist Gary Bartz for a Jackie McLean tribute from the 10th through 12th. Finally, the Blue Note Jazz Festival runs throughout the month, and we'll highlight some of the shows next time. That's all for this week. If you missed anything, full listings are on our blog. Go to sugarinmybowl.org and click the link for the blog, where you'll also find reviews, features, and jazz news. And Suga is spelled S-U-G-A. If you're on Twitter and Facebook, look for us there too. Playlists and audio from this and previous shows are also on the website. If you like what we do, please help WBAI stay on the air by pledging whatever you can. Consider becoming a WBAI buddy with a monthly pledge. The support WBAI link on our website has more info and links to the premiums. This is Hank Williams signing off with our bi-weekly schedule. We're off the air next week, but we'll have updated event listings online and be back on WBAI on Sunday, June 12th. Either way you connect, we'll see you next time on the Bandstand.
Ah! You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM Pacifica Radio and online at WBAI.org.
The role of media in a democratic society should be to empower people to make decisions.
WBAI, speaking truth to power for over 50 years.
You have very few powerful media outlets that are actually doing the two things that I think are the most central aims of good journalism, which is to give voice to the voiceless and hold those in power accountable.
WBAI, your community alternative.
There is the act of the mind of a poem that is in the act of the finding there in the conclave frozen motions, brought here of still life, form, and emotion. A doldrum depicted much quieter than still. It may be a guitar in a window. It de-enveloped design, oral sign, and solution. There is no quietude to just emotions. You even stop to make an evocation there. You have made it a point to stop and stare here in the city's high-rises canyon. Their canyons here above your head. The circus is the ring of noise. We imitate the spiders. Gray spirals are our land and stairs. Or are we going home to be alone, to find a peace of solitude?
Thank you very much. Henry Grimes, greatest bass player ever, Henry Grimes.
Rashid Ali.
Thank you so much. It's really been beautiful playing for you. And we'll be back. We'll be back.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Joyce Jones, and I'm on the line with
Lisa Sokolov.
Lisa Sokolov, thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl. Really appreciate
it. My pleasure.
And I'm calling you to discuss the event that you're doing.
It's the poetry of Henry Grimes, and Henry will be on bass, and then there'll be four amazing singers.
Yes.
And we're working together to bring forward his words.
Yeah.
It would be just wonderful. Henry Grimes' poetry and my composition is based on that poetry.
Right. Yes. Now, the vocalists, the amazing vocalists, including yourself, are
yes.
Karma Mayotte Johnson. Now, it says Dwight Tribble. Is he going to be
yes,
there?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
well,
wonderful.
Yes, he is.
And Imani Azuri.
That's right.
Okay.
But that is the plan.
How did you come to make this marriage occur musically?
Well, I've worked for a very long time with William Parker. So when Henry first came, I met him, and I was in several big bands that he was playing in. And then Roy Campbell's Memorial Concert, which was really something. We did a duet together. And I think that was the beginning spark of a fire towards this. And when this honoring of Henry came forward, Patricia called me and said, would you compose structures for these singers based on Henry's text? And as a preliminary, Henry and I did a duet concert together using the material and started to get to really know each other more musically. And so that was quite wonderful. And now I've been working on this for a while, and it's going to be spectacular. Just to be in the room with these voices in a mix is really going to be a great adventure.
Now, how did you decide the vocalists that are going to join you?
I did not decide them.
Oh.
Henry and Margaret chose the singers.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm just facilitating.
Okay.
So, you know, it's really Henry and Margaret have chosen who the musicians are,
mm-hmm.
and I have not met them. I have been in correspondence with them, and we're starting rehearsals soon. And, yeah, this is really all Henry and Margaret's vision.
Oh, wow.
So it's a first in the world.
Oh, this is beautiful. And that's just the kind of thing that happens at the Vision Festival. What is your relationship
exactly.
with the festival?
Oh, I've been working with William on and off for decades and decades and decades, and I've probably been in the first one in a group with William, and also in several different ensembles. I worked originally, my first time with William and Patricia was myself and Jean Lee and Ellen Christie.
Wow.
As singers in the big band of 1,000 Cranes at the UN.
Oh.
And that was really a long time ago. And we worked together in many different formats over many years. Actually, I think I first met Margaret through Julie.
Oh. Now, I'm going to have to ask you now that you brought her name up, Jean Lee,
right. What
was that like working with her?
Oh, you know, she was one of my deep loves in life. It was a dream working with her and being her friend. And yeah, just a remarkable soul and remarkable talent.
Yeah, I regret not having met her, but I certainly enjoy her through her music.
Yes, really one of a kind beauty.
Aside from William and Vision, what else have you been up to? You've been around for a little bit.
I've been around a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I've been up to a new CD of William's, Sam's Hat Flapping in the Wind, just came out about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
And that's me and Cooper Moore singing this incredible material of William's. We got a feature in The Wire, and we just got the cut sheet for a review that's coming out in Jazzwise, a magazine that comes out of London, which is a rave. I am loving this music. It is a confluence of who I am, and that's thrilling. So we're going to continue doing concerts based on that. I'll be doing something at Cornelia Street with Cooper Moore, these songs, on August 16th, 9:30 set.
Okay.
And the other project that I'm finishing at the moment, or goodness willing, will finish by the end of the summer, is a recording of my vocal ensemble and choral music.
Oh.
Which I've been working on for quite a while, and I'm thrilled about that. My work is, I go where people invite me. I'm leaving to go to Switzerland to sing and work with a large group of Jungian analysts on the Matterhorn.
Mm.
You know, wild, interesting events. People call up and say, you want to do that? I go, okay. So, yeah, it's a blessed life. I get to travel. I get to sing. I'm a professor at NYU Experimental Theater Wing, where I get to teach young people at a beautiful age about the nonverbal language of singing.
Wow.
And that's really what my passion is.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much, Lisa Sokolov, for joining Sugar in My Bowl to discuss this project that's happening on June 7th, the evening when Henry Grimes is honored at the Vision Festival.
Yes, I hope you can all come.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Great. And wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name's Joyce Jones, and I'm on the line with...
Andrew Cyril.
Andrew Cyril, thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl.
Hey, Joyce.
I'm glad that you're able to participate in this discussion about Henry Grimes.
Oh, excellent.
From what I've noticed, you've played with Henry Grimes for quite a while, even going back to Cecil Taylor.
Yeah, even before that.
You want to tell us about it?
Well, I remember meeting Henry, and he reminds me of that. I guess when we were both pretty young, he was working with Harry Connie at a club in Brooklyn. And I remember walking by one night, and I went into the club, and there was Henry playing with Harry Connie. And for some reason, I got a chance to sit in. And that's when I first played with Henry. I remember distinctly that we met again at another place in Brooklyn. It was like a ballroom on Bedford Avenue near Madison Street. And Henry was part of a group that was headed by Gretchen Moncur, trombone player, and Bobby Hutcherson was playing vibes.
Wow.
And Beaver Harris was playing drums. And somewhere during the set, they asked me to sit in. And that's the second time after Henry reminded me of the first time, the second time that I clearly remembered having played with Henry. And then it was another time, this was after having worked with Cecil, that I was doing a recording with the Vibus, great Vibus from Philadelphia, Walt Dickerson. And Walt needed a bass player to complete the album called Lawrence of Arabia, Sound Impressions of Lawrence of Arabia. And Henry came in and played the music upside down, added to it, and we were very, very happy.
Wow.
Very, very happy with what Henry did with that music. It's really a great album if anybody ever has a chance to listen to it. It's called Jazz Impressions of Lawrence of Arabia.
Mm.
It was on a Dauntless Records, the record company.
Okay.
So that's some of my experiences with Henry. And then after that, we did some more things with Cecil, recordings, et cetera. Then Henry went out to the West Coast, and we didn't see him for a while.
Had you been in touch with Henry during that time when he was...
Not at all. Nobody knew where he was. Not even his best friend, one of his best friends, Perry Robinson. But Henry got in touch with no one.
But he's back now.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. I didn't see Henry again until we played at a club that was with me and Reggie Workman and the guitar player, Blood Ulmer.
James Blood Ulmer.
Oh, yeah. We played at a club in California. And Henry came into the club, and I remember we were backstage, and Pharoah Sanders was there, and a couple of musicians from California. Henry came in and sat down like he was always on the scene.
No sweat.
Very calm, you know, no excitement or anything like that. Hey, man, how you doing? Fine. See, so I said, well, hey, Henry, because the last time I had seen him, we were doing a rehearsal with Cecil Taylor. And we were supposed to go to Europe. This was, way back, 1966. It was Cecil and myself, Alan Silver, Jimmy Lyons. And Henry was supposed to be the other bass player. But Henry had said after the last rehearsal he was supposed to meet us at the airport. So he said he had a little trouble with his passport, but it should be no problem. And when we got to the airport, you know, the four of us, Henry didn't show. And that was the last time we saw him, and we had never heard from him after that. So as I understand, you know, he was having some trouble with the bass or something, and he went out to California, couldn't find any work. And I don't know whether he sold the bass or what it was. See, and he just never contacted any musicians out there. And, you know, there was all kinds of stories about, you know, what had happened to him. And as I understand, in reality, he had done some construction work or something. I'm not exactly sure. But that story has been told in terms of what he was doing. As a matter of fact, he's got a book out.
Yes, he does. I only saw it because he presented it to Mujal Richard Abrams at the AACM celebration. I don't know if it's available, so I'll have to look for it.
Mm-hmm. It's probably around. It's quite an impressive cover. It has it's written by a German woman named Barbara Frenz, F-R-E-N-Z. And the title of the book is called Music to Silence to Music, a biography of Henry Grimes. And the flyer is by Sonny Rollins.
Oh, wow.
And let me see, who is the publisher? It says Northway, N-O-R-T-H-W-A-Y, Northway Publications.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the 7th, though, at 7 p.m., you'll be playing as part of the Henry Grimes Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have here the pianist, Jerry Allen, Henry Grimes on bass and violin, Graham Haynes on cornet, and you on drums.
Very good.
I have the list right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. I played with all of them, save for Graham.
Okay.
Because I've heard Graham. You know, so we'll see.
Have you started rehearsals yet?
No.
Oh, okay. So you're not quite sure what's going to be on the menu.
What's going to be number one? What's going to be on the menu is music.
Right.
So how it comes to pass, it will come to pass.
Okay. Tell me about your relationship with the Vision Festival in general. What has it been?
Well, I think way back, if I'm not mistaken, it could have been 2002. They used to have performances on First Street and First Avenue, I think. First on First. It was a building, almost like a school, or it was just a place to present concerts. And I think one of the first concerts I did was with Peter Brotzman and Peter Cobol, whom I had played with for a few years in Europe. You know, we did a lot of gigs together and recordings, et cetera.
Peter Brotzman plays sax, and Peter Cobol plays what?
Bass.
Oh, okay.
It was a trio. Well, that's another story, but that was a great group also, how we enjoyed playing music together, and a lot of people who enjoy listening to us. Then after that, I think I did another solo, and this must have been, maybe even before I did the thing with Brotzman and Cobol, because it was for Jimmy Lyons, who died in 1986.
Okay, uh-huh.
I did a solo in honor of Jimmy, and that could have been the first time I did something for the Vision Festival with Patricia and William, and then perhaps with Brotzman, and then with a lot of other people after that, a number of the group, with Ahmed Abdullah and Billy Bang, and Marion Brown, and Saron Andor, Fred Hopkins, and a bunch of other folks, Kid Jordan, and playing with William, doing things with Charles Gale, and you know, perhaps a couple other saxophone players. And when they did the honor for Charles Gale, I played in that formation with Charles, and how he decided to orchestrate the music and assign people to play with each other, et cetera, or a trio, duo. Let me see, the last time, the last time I think I did something at the Vision Festival was with 303, with Oliver Lake and Reggie Workman.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it's been a lot of times. I've done a number of things, and maybe some things I even forgot to mention.
Sure. So how important do you think the Vision Festival is?
Well, I think it's very important for musicians who don't get the opportunity to play in some of the more established clubs, et cetera, and venues around the city. So that's why it's important for that music to be heard and for people to come out and listen to it. You know, it's a great festival. One of the greatest ones that I saw and heard, that was the one with Milford Graves.
Oh, man. The one when they honored Milford Graves.
When they honored Milford, right.
Yeah.
I had never seen so many people, you know, come out to listen to anybody outside of what they did for Milford or what Milford did for them that night. You know,
yeah.
Two-way street. That was an excellent concert.
Yeah, it was a great night. Well, we look forward to seeing you on the 7th with Henry Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, we get to see you throughout the year in different venues.
Mm-hmm.
Soon, on June 7th, we'll see you at Vision Festival. Vision 21. Well, thank you.
And thank you to your audience.
Have a good night.
And you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
you're also celebrating 60 years of the Sun Ra Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. I think that it's too important not to have Marshall Allen there. And the fact that I didn't realize when it first was decided that we had to have him back this year. Then I found out, oh, it's the 60th anniversary of the orchestra. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that was just perfect. And then, you know, it's such an interestingly vibrant group.
Yes.
He turned 92, Marshall Allen. And it's a young band. I mean, what more can one say? I mean, it's a young band. It's one of the youngest bands.
So I noticed that you have more dancers this year, or it seems as though you have
more
dancers.
I don't think I do. I feel actually I don't have enough, but, you know, you can't do everything.
Yeah.
I think I had more last year, actually, and I will again. It's hard to do everything you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's just because, you know, it's one festival, it's one week, and you have to balance the needs of all kinds of things. But I can quickly go through the dancers and what's going on. I think on the second night, Jen Chu, actually we should talk about Jen Chu for a second. She always is with dance and she always works with Satoshi Haga. And I even like the way she writes about it. She composes for him and for her group J-Tongue and for the Mivos Quartet. And it sort of emphasizes her attitude of service and how she gives of herself. And I think that actually is an essential act of a real creative, maybe it's not essential, but it's a beautiful aspect of a creative being, this idea of seeing it as yourself is just serving.
Mm.
And I like that. And Satoshi, his work is, he's very theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
And their relationship, because really Jen Chu never refers to herself as a dancer, but she kind of is. She's, and it's very, very beautiful in their relationship and how they move together and how they work together. It's really, it's an experience and unique to itself, which is, again, essential to what I think free jazz is, something completely unique.
I've seen video of them, but I've not seen them live, so this will be a first. I'm looking forward to
that. Oh, that's great. Yeah, you'll love it.
Yeah.
You'll love it, I promise. And then there's Douglas Dunn. Now, Douglas Dunn is the next hit on June 9th. I saw him when I was a teenager, I think, at Judson Church, and part of that Judson Church movement.
Mm.
So he's back in the day, you know, that was in the early 70s.
Oh.
And so it's really the beginning of postmodern. But he, too, is like just always just completely is who he is, does what he does. It's that uniqueness.
He and his dancers are going to be with Bill Cole's Untempered Trio, which includes Ross Moshe on reeds and Lissette Santiago on percussion, and, of course, Bill Cole on double reeds and didgeridoo.
Yeah, and so I haven't had the privilege of presenting Bill for a number of years, so I was really happy that he will be here again this year. And he also marches to his own beat.
True.
in every sense, and a really important artist and part of this world. So should I go on with the dance?
Yes, please.
You say Celestine. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing her name. I haven't seen her yet. In William Hooker's group, Symbol of Perfection.
Goosey, Celestine. Goosey.
Goosey?
Yeah.
Hi. I've never seen her, so you'll have to tell
me about
her.
She's wonderful.
William Hooker.
She is wonderful. And very, when I usually see her, she's also a percussionist. She's also a pianist, Goosey, Celestine. When she's wearing her dance hat, she's usually doing a folk Haitian, Afro-Cuban, Afro-Brazilian, something to that effect. She's usually folk dancing.
Okay.
This will be interesting.
So she will, I'm sure she will hear, but with William Hooker, it'll be a whole nother thing.
That's it. And that's at 7 on Friday, the 10th.
Right.
So you generally open the evening with dance.
Yes. The reason I open the evening with dance is because of its special, unique needs as opposed to, you have to clear the stage completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And stage is small, although we're going to extend the stage differently this year so that we don't have the chaos of moving chairs. So this year, the space will be much more set so that things can flow more easily from one event to the other. It's easier to have the dance at the beginning with a clear space so that there's room for it, and then later on, you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
And the musicians can spill where they must. And with all their instruments and monitors and microphones. And so that's why it's always at the beginning. Otherwise, I would prefer it in the middle, because I think it changes how you're listening, then you're listening. It's good for refreshing your mind, your eyes, your ability to take it all in. But I do the poetry in the middle.
I was just going to mention the poetry. That's something that Vision showcases as well. Let's see, you have Quincy Troupe and Bill Holman and Tanya Foster and all kinds of folks this year.
Yeah, Tanya Foster.
Tanya Foster.
And this will be the first time she's been here, but she's a really important poet, and we need to bring in more strong poets. It's really, really important to the balance of who we are. When I say who we are, I don't mean just Arts for Art and the Vision Festival. I mean, like, as human beings, these are all the parts of us. We move. We have words. I don't know how to say music is integral to who we are, but it certainly is. It's the rhythm of our lives. It's wind in the trees. It's everything is music. So it's all these things woven together. You can't not have poetry there. Crazy.
Well, I keep taking you away from your description of the dance because...
No, I'm sorry. Because the other two, it's too close. It's so close.
Well, one of them is Miriam, your daughter.
Yes. I have to, yes. You're right, about Miriam. Miriam Parker is, God blessed me with this incredible daughter, woman, human being. And she is just... If I say she's beautiful, then I'm her mom saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, seeing is believing.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
Right.
And actually, she's a dancer, performance artist, because in this piece, she's doing video. Video is really part of her artistry. She often now collaborates with the visual artist, Joe Wood Brown. She has been doing that for now, like, at least 5 years.
Oh, okay.
And she and Wadada Leo Smith have a very simpatico, really makes sense. But, again, you know, you have to see it for yourself and decide whether I'm telling the truth or not.
Now, the closing night, though, is you. You will be featured.
Ah, yes.
And you have words, too.
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, what can I say? You know, like I said, for me, it's all one thing, really. It's just, you know, the different aspects of who we are. And it's like, it's a wanting to make sure that it's clear what you're trying to. And so you use, like, all the elements. And although I'm not a literal artist, so I don't use words in that kind of way, but I use words to create images and colors. And I'm working with David Mills, who's
yes.
also having his own thing. I really...
He's a poet. He is indeed a poet.
Yes. He is indeed a poet. And I really like working with him. So I have he's going to have some of my words,
mm-hmm.
and those will probably, they will definitely be pre-recorded. I might do some of it live, but help them control that aspect of
and
it.
The name of that piece is Breath Through Stone?
Yeah.
Okay. And there are other people who are going to be here with you. Another dancer, Yoshiko Chuma?
Yoshiko Chuma.
Okay.
Yeah, she's this intense, amazing, intense, and you can say that a few more times and you won't be wrong, dancer, choreographer, although I don't think she likes to use the word choreographer, but, you know, she creates her own work.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly that's what she does. She rarely dances with anyone else.
Huh.
So I'm kind of, yeah.
Wow. I'm,
and it's because I use her as herself.
Okay.
Jessie DaCosta Johnson.
Yes.
She's this intense, strong, much younger than me, body, really can dance her ass off. I was not the sweetest way to say it. But she really can. She's really a powerful dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I danced in Europe for years, improvised. I think she worked with Roberta Garrison, you know who that is? Jimmy Garrison's wife.
Oh, Garrison's mother. Yes. Matthew.
Okay. Yes. Matthew's mother as well.
Right.
So Jossie worked with her for a number of years in Italy. So that's her. And again, the way that I work with dancers is to, it's the basic concept of the way I understand. I try to put them in a situation that allows them just to be themselves. You create a context and you create a, some kind of a structure, but you don't mess with them. You might challenge them a little bit, but you don't mess with them because you want them to. It's not how we're the same. It's how we're unique. That really is interesting.
And the musicians that are going to be with you are Jason Quao Huang on violin and viola. Oh, Huang.
Yeah.
And Michael T.A. Thompson on drums.
Yep. Yep. And that's who I've been working with, both of them, a lot for the last year and a half, almost exclusively when I have the time to do what I do, what's in my heart to do, what I want to do all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that I work with them now. And I added Bill Mazza back into it because it makes me happier. So
now,
he does the live action. Yeah, the live action drawing.
Okay.
He draws on computer projected around us.
Right.
He's great. And he's a good improviser. And we can communicate without me having to tell him everything. This is the way I do stuff. I mean, it's sort of a similar way to the way I put a festival together, which of course makes sense because I'm the same person who does each of those tasks.
Right. Now, I noticed that the panel this year is focuses, it's earlier, just before the dance, actually, your dance on Sunday.
Know.
It's
she's going to hurt me because I won't be able to be at it.
Free jazz versus fascism.
Yes. And there you see the name, the creative option. That really, you ask me what it's about, that's what it's about.
Okay.
In a way, that's really what it's about. The creative option is free jazz. The opposite, and I'm using the word fascism a little loosely, because I gather, you know, there are intellectuals who argue that what I'm thinking of as fascism isn't exactly fascism, but it's close enough.
Well, that's going to be an interesting discussion.
Yeah, well, of course it will. It's on 2 days. Part one is on Friday, and that's more, it's looking at it internally. How have we been in this relationship? How has this community, or members of this community, and Arts for Art been in relationship to this issue, to these things? And then on Sunday, it's really a little bit opens it up to a broader community. Basically, how are we, what is the creative option? Because this is our world, this is our life. What are we doing? How are we in it? It's not a joke right now. You know, things are serious. I mean, like, you know, we can't go around with our heads in the sand. It doesn't mean all of a sudden we have to put on a uniform. And by that, I don't mean literally. I mean it in the sense of, like, adopting another ism. But I think except for our humanity is at risk in so many ways. Our humanity is at risk. Like all of these artists, I mean, like the Kid Jordan Ensemble, Tatiana Catani's three sopranos and percussion, James Brandon Lewis, Wadada Leo Smith, Pamela Blewett, everything they're doing is for the health of us all, for the inspiration. When you leave someplace and you're like, you know, you're just high on the art, you're a lot healthier. And you have the strength to resist evil, to do good.
Hear, hear.
You know?
Just so people know, as a reminder, the Vision Festival is from June 7th. That would be Tuesday, June 7th, through Sunday, June 12th. And you can find out more about the schedule and pricing and everything at Arts for Art. That's ArtsForArt.org. And you can find out more about it there. People should just get out there.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the films, there's a film night on June 5th at Anthology Film Archives showing three of the Sun Ra films.
That's right.
So that's also kind of really special.
Well, that's also how you tend to, sort of like the pre-festival before the festival, you have films.
Right.
At Anthology Film Archives, which is a very nice place to see films, too.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. And they're great people.
And a lot of what is heard at the festival can be found in the basement of Judson, yes?
Yeah. So we have the whole marketplace going on.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's big fun. You can watch it downstairs. We have all sorts of chefs coming in to cook this year, these different chefs.
Ah.
I think each night, some of them are musicians. They're all part of our family of creativity.
Yeah. And if people are generous to WBAI, three people will have an opportunity to get a day pass for your generous support to WBAI. Yeah, you can call. And you could also go to givethenumber2wbai.org to find out about that. So thank you so much, Patricia Nicholson Parker. Is there anything else you want to tell us about?
I was going to tell them that they forget how to write the name of the website. If you actually type in visionfestival.org, mm-hmm. it goes to the same place.
Yippee! That's perfect.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, Virginia. All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
And you're listening to the closing moments of Chicken Mabol. We've been celebrating Vision 21 this evening, and in the second hour you heard from Lisa Sokoloff and more from Patricia Nicholson Parker and from Andrew Cyril. What you're listening to right now is The Little Smile by William Parker Bass Quartet. This is from Requiem in 11 Movements. William Parker, Cerrone, Henry Grimes on bass, and Charles Gale on tenor sax. As a matter of fact, Charles Gale plays bass as well, but they say that he's playing tenor sax on this one. Before that, we heard Call Paul from the Profound Sound Trio from Opus de Life. This is a 2009 Porter Records release. Henry Grimes on bass and violin on this recording. Andrew Cyril on drums and Paul Dunmall on tenor sax and bagpipes. Before that, we heard theme from Lawrence of Arabia, Walt Dickerson, from This Is a Vibes in Motion. This is a 2006 Fresh Sounds Records reissue, and it was originally recorded in 1963 as Jazz Impressions, Lawrence of Arabia. Before that, we heard Steps from Cecil Taylor's Unit Structures, 1966 Blue Note Records release. We have Eddie Gale Stevens Jr. on trumpet, Jimmy Lyons on alto sax, Ken McIntyre on alto sax, oboe and bass clarinet, Cecil Taylor on piano and bells, Henry Grimes on bass, Alan Silva also on bass, and Andrew Cyril on drums. Before that, we heard The Arch Stairwells, which is Henry Grimes reciting one of his poems. And this is from Henry Grimes' Rashid Ali Spirits Aloft. This is a 2010 Porter Records release. You can call 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602 for a pledge of $35. You can receive, for any night, only three lucky people will get this as a thank you gift, a day pass for the Vision Festival, which for Vision 21, which takes place from June 7th to June 12th. Or you can pledge for Miles and Me, the Quincy Troop book about his relationship with Miles Davis. We'll be back on June 12th. Stay tuned for La Nueva Alternativa. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web.
Hello? Bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.